We have another beautiful gospel today. Give to God what belongs to God. We need to take that to heart. Give to God what belongs to God. And right, you all know that you belong to God. Give to God what belongs to God. I give myself to God. And anything less than myself, I'm not giving to God what belongs to God. And as you know, in order to give yourself to God, one has to give what the Bible calls the heart. In order for me to give myself to God, I must give my heart to God. And until I give my heart to God, when I give money to God, I'm giving something as a substitute instead of giving myself to God. That is Yahweh's complaint in the Old Testament. That is, people give them their cattle, give them their grain, but their hearts they won't give to him. I'm not as mad as I sound. Not yet. We're going to get there. Dear people, we give our heart to God, and this is why. God has one desire: to be the fulfillment of your heart. Only he can fulfill the desires of our heart. He needs nothing from us. He wants us to give ourselves to him so he can fulfill us. But he can't if we're not giving ourselves. This is the central dynamic of relationship with God. He plants promises in us. Promises. He makes promises to our heart, and then he fulfills them. He doesn't mess with us. He's a good dad. He keeps his promises. He makes a promise and then fulfills it. Abraham, I'm going to make you a father of many nations. He kept that promise. Moses, go talk to Pharaoh. I'm going to free my people from slavery. Go tell the Pharaoh to let him go. He kept his promise. He makes promises and then fulfills them. Now listen closely. In between the promise made and the promise kept, we, by faith, give ourselves to him in the midst of it. It's in the not yet of the promise fulfilled that we give ourselves. It's in the midst of the not yet fulfilled. Huh? The 19-year-old young man who wants to know his vocation. He wants to know it. He knows God has given him a vocation. He made a promise. But he doesn't know it yet. What he chooses in that space is what determines whether we live in a dynamic relationship with God or not. Every Sunday you come and God makes you a promise. At some point, the homily will end. From what you do from then until it ends makes a great difference on what you're given. Let me be very simple. If you don't listen to anything the rest of this morning, give to God what belongs to God requires most fundamentally, dear people, is that the desires in our heart we bring to Jesus. We entrust them to him. And in entrusting them to him, we are giving our heart. Give to God what belongs to God.
The fulfillment of my heart belongs to him.
And that's what I give in the not yet. So you want a person wants to be free from envy. And God promised he frees us from that. He'll fulfill that. When that comes up, what do I do? If I bring it and give it to him and give him permission to do what he wants, then I am giving myself to him and he will fulfill me. I want him to redeem the failures of my past. I want him to do that. It's an unfulfilled desire. I can bring that to him. And he will. I want something changed in a relationship.
And so I want to talk about today three things. I haven't started my homily yet. I'm glad you laugh now. Three quick things that prevents us from doing that. Listen closely. The first thing that prevents us from doing that is we don't believe he will fulfill, and so we take them elsewhere. We take them elsewhere. We don't believe he will fulfill the desire of our heart, so we go to chocolate. We go to Facebook for 4 hours a day instead of to prayer. Because God won't fulfill the desire of my heart. We go elsewhere to somehow be our own fulfillment. Now I am mad. That's what Abraham and Sarah did. They got tired of waiting for a baby. And so let's have one with Hagar, the slave girl. Let's fulfill this ourselves. Not go to God in the not yet. That's the first way. Where do we go when we stop bringing them to him? Second, this is something new in the last couple of years of my life that I've been coming to experience that I do too often. And I trust I'm not that much different than you. To bring them to Jesus, but not to give him permission to do what he wants, but to bring him to him, to get him to do what I want. To control him. As if Jesus could be loving more than he is or doing something more than he is, and I just got to get him to do something. As opposed to Jesus, I bring you this to give you access to my heart so everything you want for me, I can now have. But to control them, that is giving God permission to do what he wishes. In a parish I was a priest in, at daily mass, if I ever went beyond a few minutes with my homily, there was a gentleman in the parish who would go like this. I would be dishonest if I didn't tell you sometimes, because of a lack of conversion, I would purposely go longer. Yeah, that's not from Jesus. That's simply to control me. He has a desire in his heart, and he's going to control me. I want it to be done. Do we give Jesus permission? We entrust and we give permission. Thirdly, no, let me articulate this the way a saint did it. This isn't that easy for me. Blessed Solanus Casey, soon to be beatified, soon to be blessed, Capuchin friar in Detroit. This is a beautiful expression of bringing the heart to Jesus, bringing the need to him, bringing the unfulfilled desire to him, and giving him permission. All kinds of families would bring their sick. They would bring their needs to Solanus Casey. And he with them would offer them to the heart of the Lord. And then he said, now, it's your job. If you want to stay with Jesus, now you start thanking him ahead of time for how he's going to answer this. Start thanking him ahead of time and let him answer it however he wishes. Lastly, the third thing that can keep us from bringing this dynamic of bringing our heart to the Lord so he can fulfill it, dear people, is the fundamental problem Jesus points out in the Pharisees over and over and over again. He calls them many times hypocrites. Hypocrite comes from the Greek word hypokratos, which is to wear a mask. They wear a mask. Their hearts are filled with malice toward him, and they cover it up with, we know you're a truthful man. You're not concerned with anyone's status. If they could just bring their heart and say, Jesus, I have malice toward you. To be real, to be honest. Can we do that? Let us live that this week, dear people. The first thing we are to bring to God is what is in our heart. Because when he starts fulfilling our heart, giving him everything else is easy. And so where do we give up and take it elsewhere for false stuff? Where do we try to control how he responds? And third, where are we not open? Open and real with him.